competition. I want no one else to succeed. I hate most people.
Now let's blow some up.
Now, say my name. Honey.
Bunch of slap-jawed f***s around here. This stuff will make you a goddamn sexual tyrannosaurus. Just like me.
I can't see without a glass.
I'll give you some Johnny, you be good.
1 minute we're laughing, the next minute he's dead. Why would God let this happen?
Oh, poor baby.
Johnny.
Alright guys, let's use the blues riff and B. Watch me for the changes and try and keep up, okay?
Now, it's Johnny B on 102.5 The Bone.
Yeah, Johnny B Show, baby. Check it. What? 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio, Saturday afternoon for your ear holes. I am Johnny B. This is my show. That is a guy moving the mic around without turning it off first.
Sorry, buddy.
No, it's cool, rookie. That guy is Ryan Adams. He's an executive producer of a radio program or two.
I like to think so.
Yep, you're doing all right. The girl over there sporting her Krispy Kreme paper hat. Very special young lady, and I mean that.
In the worst way.
With a capital special. That is Anna Hummel.
Hello, everybody.
How are you?
Good, I'm doing well.
I've laughed more in the pregame production than I've laughed during the show in probably a year.
Yeah!
It was pretty funny.
I enjoy you guys.
I enjoy you, Johnny.
Yeah, brand new Jameson Johnny coming up that a lot of laughter went into making. how long? It's about 2 minutes, Ryan?
Yeah. But right about the 2 minute mark.
2 minute clip.
Yeah.
Brand new Jameson Johnny for you coming up later in this hour. We got Isaiah doing some grunt work, moving around the building. Shout out to a guy on Twitter that just came by and blessed us with more donuts than a lot of fat people can consume.
That would be the Glazed Rooster.
Glazed Rooster, good guy, huge Bone fan, works down at Krispy Kreme down the road, and he's like, I'm going to drop off a couple donuts for you guys. And
couple.
This is enough to kill like 100 diabetics.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
What is it, six dozen?
Yeah, I think there's six dozen.
Jesus.
I told him he's been asking to bring us donuts for a little while.
I'm more excited about the paper hats.
Yeah.
Samesies.
I love me some Krispy Kreme donuts.
Of course you do, you fat piece of crap.
Absolutely. But he called me trying to get an idea of how many to bring, and I told him.
Three donuts.
I said, Johnny and Anna, not going to touch them. I said, Isaiah.
I might touch one.
Really?
Yeah, it's like a little nibble. That's it.
Okay.
When a girl does a mouth hug, but she really isn't into it, so she's like disinterested, but she kind of like placates you for a minute.
Yeah.
What I'll do to one of them donuts.
He just tried to talk into a mic.
Yeah, he does
not
that.
It's so sad.
He went to college for this.
He did.
Like, I'm just a stand-up comic. I loopholed in like a lucky bitch. He went to UCF and has like a degree in like communications and talks into a dead mic all the time.
And not only that, the mic's still about 3 feet over his head.
It's unreal.
He leaned in thinking it was right there.
It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
Wasn't even there.
It's unbelievable. Socially awkward and has no clue what mics do.
That's our creeper.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025 are the numbers you could dial to interact with us today. And also, don't forget about social media, because we are big time sluts when it comes to social media. And we will whore out our social media and show you love on a little thing we call social shout outs after the first break. At Johnny B Comedy, at Johnny B Show, at Scrum Ryan Radio, at Anna Hummel Radio. And if you're real, 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 what's the word I want to say here? Charitable.
There you go.
At Creeper Chavez. It is the time of giving. You know what I mean?
Eventually, Make-A-Wish wants is going to want him back.
That's rude.
I mean, we rent.
You just jumped right over there. That's bad.
I'm just saying.
You're a piece of crap. What is it? At Glazed Rooster is the guy that just showed us some glazed love. So follow him. Give him a follow. We're already getting the shout-outs an hour in advance, so it's really, really nice. The Facebook page is up and running and live all the time, and we are always interacting on that. At Johnny B Comedy, you can go to facebook.com/TheJohnnyBShow. Roland Mizell is also here. I don't want to glaze over the fact that Roland Mizell is here. What's up, Roland? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am dandy. Thank you so much. People are confused by you being here, so let's clear things up real fast.
And by people, he means me.
I'm confused.
No. I've had a few people say, like,
why are you here, Roland?
So, hey, did you steal Roland from Mo Show or borrow him from Mo Show? No, we moved our time slots here. Roland's schedule is noon to 6, right, Roland?
Yes, sir.
So they kind of left it up to me. They're like, well, you know, we can move him to a different place or something like that, or, you know, what. And I said, no, the guy's used to being here noon to 6. I don't mind him being here. Like, well, we'll utilize him. We'll put him on some segments. He's a good guy. I've known Roland for as long as I've been in radio, if not before. So keep him around. Keep Roland in the building.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
I have a question. What is your ethnicity? Can I ask that?
He is a little ambiguous when it comes to the race.
Yeah, you're racially ambiguous.
Yes, he's like Colin Kaepernick, but I don't hate him.
But then you don't talk like a racist, but, you know, you have a little bit of a...
Like a twang?
Right, but you're brown-ish. Yeah. So it's kind of like, what's going on?
He could be like a half-confused Dominican.
Okay.
All right, what are you?
What's the answer?
I'm not sure. I'm a mutt.
Jesus, man.
I'm a basic white guy.
Floridian.
I think a man in his 40s should know what he is.
You're white?
Well, I mean, my mother's white. I've never seen my dad. Maybe he's a black guy. I don't know.
Okay.
It's getting
right.
deep in here.
Right.
Is your mom a pudgy lady by any chance?
Yes. Yeah,
we know.
What the hell's going on?
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Is that the Glazed Rooster right there? Come on in, Glazed Rooster.
Come on in.
Hop over on mic 4 or 5 or whatever the hell. Is that 4? Yeah, what's up, buddy? Hello, King of Gluten. How are you, my friend?
Doing well, thank you.
Thanks for the lovely gifts. Apparently, Dr. Stringer has called you and told you, hey, I need Johnny B back in here, and he isn't gaining any weight back, so if you'll stop by and drop these donuts off, I need him to gain about 20 pounds this weekend so that I could get his ass back on the program. No, that's really, really nice of you, man. That was very nice. Are you down on 4th Street? Is that the Krispy Kreme you're at?
I actually don't work for Krispy Kreme.
You don't?
Come on, man.
You're just a huge fan? How did you get the hats?
Well, I had to beg him. I had to do some things that were questionable.
He's honest.
What kind of work do you do, man?
I work from home.
I love that. That's my favorite.
Yeah, I want to do that.
Stay-at-home dad.
Yeah,
dude, I want to be. I need more kids. I need kids, and my girl needs to get her career off the ground.
You want to be a stay-at-home dad?
Yeah, dude.
Be around.
The process is rough, though.
I would teach my kids how to play Madden. You know, by 5 years old, they would know how to perfect the cover 3 defense. It would be awesome.
Let me rephrase that. Zane doesn't want him to be a stay-at-home dad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he doesn't want that at all. No. He loves his freedom. He's at home right now probably just banging hookers. Who knows what he's doing right now? As long as he keeps getting straight A's, I don't care. No, I told Isaiah to bring you up here so we could thank you. That was very, very nice of you. I didn't want you to just hop in your car and drive away, because that was a very sweet gesture. People don't do a lot of nice things for us, and it's nice to have somebody in our corner here at the Johnny B Show. Really appreciate it.
Well, I'm glad to have been able to do it. I did the toy drive yesterday, and I felt bad because I know that they don't really do a whole lot for you guys on the weekends. So.
Yeah, I wanted to make it out to Drew Saves Christmas. I haven't missed one yet since he started doing it, but I got jammed up at the day job, you know, for a full shift in Sarasota at the lovely One Eye Jack's Poker Room, where I'm very proud to sling cards around 4 days a week. And I just couldn't, in my schedule with the traffic and everything else, I couldn't quite get there. I would have gotten there at like 10 after 6, and Drew would have been in his car like, hey, thanks for stopping by, and that would have been about it. So, but it was a huge success. I saw everything unfold online. So congrats to Drew Garabo and his crew and everybody that showed up. I saw a lot of local dignitaries, Martin Gramatica and Charlie Belcher. And
did you see the soup Nazi?
Sean Daly. He's a soup man now. He took away the Nazi.
He's always going to be the soup Nazi in my heart.
Well, because you're Jewish. Yeah, and so a lot of great people stepped up, of course, the Marines I saw the girls from CW44 and TM Powell.
Did you see the makeout? The makeout session?
I heard about. Dude, I don't know why I'm so jealous. Like, I have a girlfriend I care about, but man.
That's your Gravo, man.
Second year in a row he's made out with somebody on air.
Son of a bitch.
For bikes. Yeah, first Holly and
he's made. No, he made out with Carmen too.
Yeah, he did.
I saw that on Instagram.
Did he?
Yes, yeah. He made out with Carmen. He made out with JoJo. Who was the other one?
Holly last year.
Holly, okay. Yeah. The,
like Miguel and Holly?
Yeah. No, Holly, the fat girl who works at Target. Yes, Miguel and Holly.
You never know.
Yeah, well, Drew would do it. If they're like, hey, the fat Target girl said she'll bring a bike if you make out with her. Drew, you get
mouth. If it's for the kids, I'll do it.
Of course he would. Yes, that's the kind of guy he is. Mega charitable, good dude. Thanks again, though, pal. Really appreciate
it. Thank you.
People are going to be sending you love on Twitter and all that stuff. We love the fans around. Yeah. We should bring you back next week. We're giving away. This is something that's happening later.
Breaking news.
In the show. We are giving away something very special next week for a handful of select listeners. We'll be playing around a black or white, and we'll be doing Google Girl towards the end of the show. Both times, you'll have a chance to win not only some special gifts from the Johnny B Show crew, but next week is our Christmas musical spectacular, where we'll be having all of our musical guests from the last year or so, plus a few more popping in, and the whole 3 hours is going to be a musical. We're going to be doing Christmas carols of all sorts, and I'm talking Ari and the Alibis. Who else is going to be here? You've been booking it. Cameron Decker.
The newly engaged Cameron Decker.
Oh, sucker.
Congratulations,
Don't
Cameron Decker.
Him. Don't do it, Cam. You're a good-looking dude. Don't do it, Cameron.
And then we have the lovely Alana Armida Simone.
Ah, if I jazzy. Said
that. Yeah, she was on Mo's show a while back. She
is stealer from Mo.
Phenomenal. And, of course, lovely Haley J.
Haley J will be here also. Yes, and we're still almost locking down some other artists to
working
come in, too.
It.
But I will also be singing Christmas carols.
Yeah.
Do you know a show that I don't sing on?
No.
Yeah.
Not really.
It's what I do.
I'll be honest. It's been a little while since you've, shown us those pipes on the show.
Maybe before the show's over. I'm in a good mood today. We're going to the dignitary party Ian Beckles is throwing for all the dignitaries in Tampa at the Hard Rock after we leave here. And I am pretty hype. Got my suit jacket all prepped up. Everything's going to be sweet.
Yes, sir.
It's going to be exciting. Let's take our first break. When we come back, guess what? It is social shout-out time. Tweet at us, and we will show you the love that you deserve. At Johnny B Comedy, at Johnny B Show, at Scrum Ryan Radio, at Anna Hummel Radio, at Creeper Chavez. Hey, at Glazed Rooster. Show him some love,
Glazed
too.
_ Rooster.
Oh, yeah.
He's one of those people.
Well, because there was already a Glazed Rooster. Let's find that guy and kill him.
Let's do it.
Yeah, we'll be right back. Stick around to Johnny B Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. It's real. It's raw. It's radio.